Hello, welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing again Shireen Chadha.
Hi, Dan. Shireen.
Now, I'd like to start off with a little experiment with our viewers. Just quietly nod if you've ever experienced loss. If you've ever experienced illness, does that happen? If you've ever experienced disappointment, again, if you've ever experienced heartache. So it's not if, it is when. We all get these things. And today's topic is healing the heart. How do we get past that sense of loss, disappointment, heartache? And once again, feel not just survival, not just even resilience. How do we move to flourishing, is your expression. I can fly, in the sense. So, I think that's worth talking about.
Yes,
so tell me, how do we start thinking about this, my friend?
You know, I was actually thinking of times when my heart was really healed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know my heart was hurt, or that I was holding things in it.
Yeah.
And there were times in my meditation I was really flying. Like there was such a lightness. I was levitating,
uh-huh.
Almost. No one saw me, but I was levitating.
I levitate much better when no one's looking.
Exactly.
And I'm asleep.
And so I was levitating almost. And I realized that I didn't know that my heart was heavy or that my heart was not healed. And when it's actually healed, this is how I feel. This is how blissful I am. This is my true nature. And that's when I realized that because I don't know the true nature of the soul,
mm-hmm.
I'm not able to heal my heart.
Ah, that's an interesting thing. And we're carrying extra baggage, extra grief, not even acknowledging it's there.
Yes, because we don't know. It's like the frog and the boiling water experiment. You know, you put a frog in a boiling water and it jumps out, but it's you slowly start boiling. It doesn't know. And so it's so gradual. It's so...
I try not to do that very often. It's not good entertainment.
And so it's so gradual that you don't know that this is how it actually
right.
it is. And then when you see the other side, you're like, whoa, why was I sitting in that?
Yeah. Or we go through life with our life backpack and our skills and our hopes, and now and then a pebble gets dropped in and another pebble, and we're not aware that we're really struggling to carry these
right.
burdens with us.
Right. And really, one of the only ways to do this is to understand the true nature of the soul, of the self.
Mm-hmm.
And for when I understand the true nature, and this has been my realization lately, that more than even understanding God, it's really important that I understand myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have belief in myself. I have faith in myself. I feel more than even, I think God wants that out of me. That more than even faith in Him, He wants me to have faith in myself.
When you say that, I internally see capital S on that, because we're not just talking about lowercase self. We're talking about
the original self,
right.
The original nature of the soul, you know, what we call the soul, not just the labels that come with it, not, how does an Indian woman show up in the world or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much baggage with all of these labels about being a woman, being an Indian woman, being male, being white, being whatever. Everything comes with its own set of limitations, its own set of almost anchoring where you cannot fly.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, one of the expressions is time heals all wounds, time heals the heart. And I'm really of the belief that time doesn't do that. Unless, first thing is, we stop re-injuring ourselves with the narrative of the story that we're telling. For example, if I'm buying into, Dan's 67 years old now, and I don't know how much longer, that of itself is a story that is limiting.
Exactly, because you're looking at yourself only in the context of what's going on right now.
Exactly. So part of the healing the heart, in my opinion, is that we let go of the story. If we were injured, and we keep telling ourselves about the injury again and again and again, then we are re-injuring ourselves because we're re-experiencing that.
You know, when I'm really glad you're bringing this up, because for me, I see this visual of splinters.
Mm-hmm.
You know how splinters really, and I feel like if we have any vestiges of all of this narrative that is going on, it's like we are splintering ourselves.
Ooh, yeah.
Especially splintering the heart.
Back to your soul thing. When we see ourselves as who the self with the capital S, the self that is a small but substantially important subset of God, of the ongoing goodness. And I think that may be a way of coming through the temporary pain that may last years.
Yes, Dan.
I think that I was going to say may last a lifetime, but I'd like us to speed up that process a little bit on healing the heart.
You know, one of the things I was thinking about healing the heart is when I first experienced this pure bliss of a healed heart,
mm-hmm.
I was in meditation. I was in very deep meditation, but also I was reflecting on wisdom. Mm-hmm. And so that wisdom, that enlightenment, I felt healed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say truth sets you free,
uh-huh.
and really truth also heals.
Yeah.
And so, not truth in, you know, whether someone, small things, but real truth that makes you divine. And when you really reflect on that, that really sets you free, that really, you know, heals whatever is going on.
So, I know that many times, many people, and all of some of the time, some people much of the time, are saying, I don't have any, my heart's just fine, I'm doing great. It's that darn traffic that always irritates me. Or it's the weather. Or it's the other political party that's not me. And I think these are nice symptoms that we're dealing with an injured heart, that we are dealing with baggage, with storylines that keep us off balance.
Yeah, and also I feel we use these very minor things as excuses for much more deeper issues that are going on.
So the key is, the secret is to get down to the core, to where the self is totally free to be the self without the extra baggage, without the injuries.
Right. You know, an aspect of a healed heart, I always feel, is, you know, this is a quote I recently heard, is a healed heart never plans.
Ah, interesting.
And if you're planning, if you're worried about the future, if you're always in that mode, then you know your heart isn't healed.
Now, wait a minute. You just set up the next time we do a videotaping, and that's more than a week in the future. Now, does that mean your heart is not doing well?
Especially, you know, if I'm really worried about a lot of things about the future. I mean, we have to plan a few things.
Sure.
But we have to decide, you know, especially if you're working together, you have to, you know, agree on times and things like that. I don't mean that.
You're talking about the ruminations about what if this
happens,
what
if that happens, and, you know, this is how I'm going, my life needs to pan out, and that's how it should pan out, and all of those things.
I agree with you, and I have to admit that I'm not in the stock market. I mean, I don't worry about such things, but I still get some newsletters and things via email, and that is constantly the game. And it's be careful. You know, the economy is going to do this, or you're going to miss out on an opportunity. And that level of planning is really a problem in terms of feeling complete, whole, and safe at the core level. Not that we shouldn't at least have a nest egg and some way of sustaining ourselves. But this rumination,
mm-hmm.
something's going to go wrong, I'm going to miss out. In marketing, a great thing is we'll share the secret that they're keeping from you. Oh my gosh, they're keeping a secret from me. I knew my life was. All of those, in my opinion, are of a sick heart, of saying, ah, I'm not the lilies of the valley. I'm not like the lilies of the valley, and I've got to toil, I've got to suffer. Which is not a great storyline to be playing.
I know, it isn't. Is it? You know, another aspect of, I feel, about when you were talking about the stock market and all of those things, is the desire for limited things, this desire for, I need to make some more money, or I need to have this, or I need to have that, is somehow there's an emptiness, there's a,
yeah.
there's an And that's what we are feeling. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not saying we shouldn't have money. I'm not saying we should do all of those things. But it's going after something so temporary, mm-hmm. going after something with such vengeance almost. yeah. I feel that that's when you know the heart is not healed. And I've noticed this time and time again, people who don't have a healed heart, how much they hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've one of our founding members, Dadi Prakashmani, always used to say, only a great soul can give love. Mm-hmm. And really only a healed heart can give love. If someone is not giving love, you know their heart is not healed.
So that then leads to feeling, hopefully, compassion for that person and for ourselves.
Exactly. You know, and so if someone is not giving you love or someone is being mean to you, you know that they are really going through something. And so it's not personal about you, but yeah. it's about their own sense of what is happening with them. But it's so important. You know, lately I've been thinking about this a lot, about mm-hmm. a healed heart and the capacity of the soul to do great things. And only when the heart is healed can I really truly realize my greatness and truly see the capacity of what I'm capable of, what greatness I'm capable of. Otherwise we...
Absolutely.
Really limit ourselves. And you know, I want to share something else that I've been thinking a lot about lately about healed heart. Is my vision for myself is always very limited, you know, it's based on what's going on right now. And also my vision for others is very limited, what's going on mm-hmm. right now. But to really see myself the way God sees me.
Mm-hmm.
And we can never really say how God sees me because He really sees
right.
me in this very, very high vision, and we cannot comprehend that kind of purity. But at least we can have a glimpse of it. And to keep seeing myself the way God sees me, that really heals the heart.
That's nice.
And so every morning, that's one of my main exercises in meditation. I want to see myself the way God sees me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see myself the way God sees me, not in whatever is happening now, but my best, highest, most elevated self, then I feel that whatever little splinters are here and there, the broken pieces of the heart kind of come and gel back together.
Absolutely. Which is also a nice way to make the here and now short-term self happier, because we're not re-injuring ourselves with the worry, with the, I don't want to face this, with the
right.
avoidance issues and things like that.
Right, right. You know, and I was always thinking, and another thing in meditation, especially lately, I want to have this completely healed heart, completely where to a point where I'm blissed out all the time. That's my aim. But there is an aim, is I know my heart is healed when my vision for myself is pure and when my vision for others is pure. Otherwise, I always project, you know. I'm yeah. going through this, so the other person also might be just doing the same thing, and
right.
there's a lot of that going on.
With all of us. I mean, we can, you know, this idea, I know what you're thinking kind of thing. We never really know what another person's thinking.
It
we may do a guess.
Right.
But we're almost always projecting on that particular
Exactly. And, you know, I feel it's so insidious, this heart that is not healed,
mm-hmm.
that there is a veil. And we are always seeing life through this veil
right.
of hurt and disappointment and disheartenment and all of that. And I feel that we're doing ourselves such a disservice because we're not seeing reality. It's always through a veil.
So in this last minute, because we can talk about this in the abstraction, but I suspect some people are feeling real burdened hearts right now. And there ought to be at least one kernel of truth we can share to wrap this up, to give hope, faith. What might that be?
To see yourself the way God sees you. Don't see yourself the way people around you see you. Just mm-hmm. sit in meditation, even if it's for 5 minutes, even if you're driving to work and you don't have any other time. Just take that time and see yourself the way God sees you.
Good. And my thought on that is also, if I'm stressed out or something's happening, I say, if this experience were a gift from God, where would the benefit be? Because I know it's all for my growth. It's all for my appreciation, purification, if you will. Anyway, I hope this helps you folks. I know it's helped me. Thank you, Shereen.
Thank you, Dan.
Goodbye.